I'm Travis Sanderson, a communications intern with Seed Uganda for the summer of 2017. Based in Gulu, Uganda, I am spending my time talking with the people and finding out that there are a lot of interesting stories here. Bicycles Against Poverty is one of them.
Tuesday, the 4th of July, 2017. I'm heading over to Bicycles Against Poverty to do the bike delivery day. So we're heading out to some of the smaller villages to deliver bicycles that different groups have purchased. And now they finally get to have their bicycles delivered. So I'm just walking over there now. How are you?
Fine.
Good, good.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So I understand we're going to Lalogi today.
Yeah, we are going to Lalogi.
Bicycles Against Poverty, or BAP, is a Gulu-based microfinance organization that was started in 2009 to assist with the rebuilding of post-war northern Uganda. The founder of BAP, a man called Muyombi Muyombi, originally came from a community in the south of the country called Rukungiri. His goal was to assist Gulu in rebuilding after the civil war by offering transportation at a reasonable price to the people affected and most in need.
I'm called Paco Innocent. I work with Bicycle Against Poverty as a lead mechanic. I've started training as a mechanic in 2009, and around 2010, I can do something now better. Now, as I talk now, I'm a real mechanic. I can service bike very well. Anything, even if I close my eye, I can even service bike. There's no problem with bike. Now I'm working in BAP as a lead mechanic. I was training some other people from the villages. They came up to here. I trained them. They go there. They help the community with the knowledge they've got from me.
So how many bicycles are we going to be delivering today?
We are going to deliver 27 bicycles. They have chosen Avon because, you know, Avon, it is stronger than any other bike. Because there are some other bikes like Roadmaster Super Strong. They like breaking from the frames. For example, if you carry a heavy load behind, sometimes you might not use the bike for so long, the frame will just start to crack. So it is very weak from the frame. But for the case of Avons, there's no problem with that. The frame is smooth, strong. The bike, all the parts, they are strong, not like for some other bike. So they have chosen Avon because Avon has a strong frame. Because even the quality of the tires, at least it is better than for some other what? At a bike. For example, even the tube, if you buy a new tube and you compare with the one Avon brings, the one Avon have is stronger than those one they buy. For this Avon come from India direct. Yeah, it is made from India. Yeah, they comes in one box. When we open a box, we find four bicycles being packed in one box. I have a team, so we have four in numbers. So one person have to service one bike. So once we open one box, you make sure you pick one bicycle you service properly. So in a day we service like a trob bike. That is 3 boxes.
I think what's so great about these bicycles, this Avon 5-star, is that it's just so simple. It's a black frame, black fenders with a white accent. Nice spring saddle. Spring stabilizers on the front wheel. And mechanical lever brakes. It's a single speed with a chain guard and a bell. Where is Lalogi located?
Lalogi, it is a neighboring district from, it is not a district actually, but it is just if you pass Gulu district, it's just near Gulu district, as I could say it. In fact, I don't know Lalogi so much.
As you can hear by the dog barking in the background, the lorry has just arrived. It's 12:10, about an hour and 10 minutes late, but better late than never.
John Joseph.
And how long have you been working for BAP?
For over 2 years now. Yeah, I'm a driver.
And this is your helper?
This is my helper.
And what's your name?
Don Samson.
And how long have you been working here?
Maybe one.
1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. So essentially what they're doing is they're putting a row of about 8 bicycles, and they do them back to front, alternating so that the handlebars fit in. And then they lay what appears to be about 3 or 4, again alternating handlebars to back wheel, on top, across the seats and across the back racks. So it's now 12:15, all but 4 bicycles are loaded out of 26. So 3 guys just loaded a lorry full of bicycles in a matter of about 10 minutes.
You were timing.
I was timing.
Okay.
You're very fast.
Yeah, you know.
The driver and his helper are just lashing down the bicycles on top so they don't fly away. And the truck's loaded. So where does the other guy sit?
He's going to sit at the back to look for the bike.
Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he's going to be okay. He's a controller, so he has to look.
So it's his
to take
job.
Care of the bike at it's the
his,
back there.
It's his job to look after the bicycles anyway.
Yeah,
yes.
When we are going in the field like that, his job is to care for the bike behind there. He should make sure that the bike does not fall from the truck.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
So he's got a lot of responsibility then.
Yeah.
Supposed to monitor behind. For me, I just monitor in front of here.
Ah.
Yes. Because even if we load all of us in front of here, we cannot, we didn't know what's happened behind.
Okay.
Maybe one bicycle can jump.
And we don't want to lose a bicycle.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. So that's going to be his job to look after that.
That's the same.
I see. And we're off.
Yeah.
bicycles for a community about 25 kilometers north and east of Gulu, Uganda. And I'm riding along with an organization called Bicycles Against Poverty. I've noticed the further we go out of Gulu, the more the road deteriorates and gets a little rougher. Nice. I've noticed too that it's quite green, it's very lush. There's lots of vegetation. Yes. And it's quite nice. The little shops all along the side of the road, market stalls, ladies selling charcoal and fruits and vegetables. No, that lady wanted a bicycle.
Mama, I can't leave. I'm in now.
How are you?
We're not good. Climb where I live, you. But bad, you know, I am here. I'm not coming up.
So we're being stopped by the traffic police.
Yes.
Wants to know if our vehicle is in good working condition. Magician with the policeman, or you know him.
That's how you talk to the policeman, which cannot understand you. You cannot be annoyed to him. You talk to him
as if you know him already.
As you know him already. Cannot get annoyed.
So
cannot get
if you. If your first time to see him, you talk as
he can
as
think maybe this man friend. Knows me well.
Yes.
He's my friend, but let me forgive him.
You cannot come to him when you are very rude, eh?
Yes.
You can't.
You can't.
You have to obey him.
Or for him, you have to fear because he's very rude anytime.
Well, that's the thing. He can make your day very difficult, yes?
Yes. And next time he gets you, I can give you the way to go.
You're a very charismatic driver, sir. So the police stopped us, but they questioned our license.
Yes.
And they questioned our tires.
The license and the tires.
They wanted to know if this truck was suitable for the road.
This one back 2 months.
But somehow the charismatic driver smiled his way right through that, and there was no problem.
No problem.
We must be averaging not much more than about 25 or 30 kilometers an hour. The roads are, plus it rained quite a bit yesterday, so the roads are also muddy and rough.
This road here, even if it is in dry season, that it is the same.
Same?
Yes.
The same. Unless government approved and grade it, they can grade after a lobby in dry season, then they left it like that.
And they just level the what? They just level the road with marams. Then they leave it like that.
Yeah, and then with all the traffic and all the rain, it puts all the holes in the road.
Yes.
And you can hear from my voice that it's shaking because the entire truck is shaking.
Yeah.
And yet, oh my goodness, your joints must hurt at the end of the day, do they? Your shoulders and your hips and your elbows from sitting in this all day?
Yes.
Are you sore at the end of the day?
Yes.
So how do you relax and loosen your muscles up?
After driving, in this jumping road here,
uh-huh.
If you go back home, what do you do at least to get fit?
just feel in the exercise, evening time. I cannot go and rest, serious. If you rest without your exercise, by running on the road, then you come back, you bathe, after bathing, then you rest. In the morning, you will not wake up.
Groups of children, they run alongside the road along with us. They want to try and keep up with the truck. They get excited.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
see all the bicycles.
We call bicycle in our language Leila. Leila.
So the children as we pass are crying Leila, Leila.
Yes.
They're excited.
Yes. They are calling the name Leila, Leila, Leila.
Looks like the helper survived. He's smiling, so that's a good sign. Lalogi, Uganda.
So my name is Brian Fassett. I'm the operations director for Bicycles Against Poverty, and I've been here in Gulu all of 4 weeks now. So. Just kind of getting everything figured out and seeing how all the operations are working. So, and I'm here in Gulu with my wife and two daughters. We live actually just next door to the office, to the BAP office. So super convenient commute to work.
BAP's program is centered on a microfinance platform that works alongside existing small farmer-run associations which raise their own money to prove their suitability and to provide down payments as well as the signatures of their guarantors.
Where the groups sit is farther out of town, but for distributing the bikes this was a central location and easier to get to with the truck. Getting out to where they're actually meeting wouldn't be possible with the truck. It's a one-lane track going out there, so bicycle only or foot friendly. So, and we have a few people we heard. So there's one of our group members who owns a barber shop here in the center, but he's not here today, so we'll have to come back on Friday with his bicycle. So we have the group leader. There are times when the group leader can accept the bicycle on behalf of someone else, but they can't sign on behalf of them. And so we have to get their signature before they can actually take possession of the bike. So it's kind of a multi-step process. Not all of the borrowers are literate. And so there's a translation of the loan agreement into Luo or Acholi. And then if they're not able to write, they sign by thumbprint. So we do have some of the folks who are signing by thumbprint today as well.
It's very accessible.
Yes, yeah, we don't want to create any barriers. As long as they understand the agreement and are willing to agree to it and then are able to make the financial commitment, then we want to work with them.
I think what's most incredible about them is that they're brand new bicycles.
Yeah.
You know, in a world here where they're just so accustomed to seeing secondhand this, secondhand that, everybody's leftovers. These are brand new, and these are going to be the first people to ride these bicycles. That's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, it's a unique opportunity. And, I mean, part of the challenge is you saw how far it is away from Gulu, so it's a ways out, and especially when we're going all the way out to the villages to meet with them, to do the sensitization and the application, and then going to each one of their individual huts for the appraisal. I think that's one of the things that makes this program unique.
Off to the right, off the side of the road, to the underneath a large mango tree. There's, I'd say, about 30 people sitting around, waiting, signing papers with the help of the loans and finance officers, and patiently awaiting the arrival of their brand new bicycle.
Republic of Uganda. The borrower hereby irrevocably submits to the jurisdiction of Ugandan court. The submission to the jurisdiction by the borrower shall not prevent proceedings being brought in any other court of competent jurisdiction.
Am I correct? There's a unique number.
Yeah, so every one of the frames has a unique number, and then just to facilitate distribution of the bikes, we've also placed a small piece of masking tape on the front of the bike with a just today's number, essentially, to make it easier to see and to locate the bike that belongs to them.
There's quite a bit of excitement, though.
Yes, yeah, everybody's excited. We're singing, and there's all kinds of lots of smiles all around.
After push starting our ancient Isuzu, we're running again and we're heading home.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bicycles delivered.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, everyone.
What does the bicycle symbolize to you as a mode of transportation?
Bicycle is very good. You know, when you have a bicycle, you can use it for so many other things. For example, you go with it anywhere you want. You take maybe your child to a school. You go for marketing. So many other things you can use with bicycle. And for me, I like bicycle more than any other things. Although it is very hard when you are riding in a long distance, but it can help. For example, if you are going like in 15 kilometers, if you have to walk, it is very difficult. But if you ride on bike, you will reach there easily.